Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show, and we're talking about fishing and hunting in the great outdoors. And here we are on National Hunting and Fishing Day. National Hunting and Fishing Day. Any of you old enough to remember when National Hunting and Fishing Day became reality and how it happened? You weren't even born. But do any of you remember? Hello? 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. What can you tell me about National Hunting and Fishing Day? And have you heard about it? Have you heard anything about it anywhere? That would be interesting to hear. And, you know, where did it start? What happened? How it came to be? Anybody have a history they'd like to share? We'll give you that assignment today. Anybody who would like to go back and Google National Hunting and Fishing Day and be our reporter on how it happened, where it started, who suggested it to who, and where it went, and how long ago it was, who was the president, and what were the roots of National Hunting and Fishing Day. I will tell you this. I'll give you a hint. It was 44 years ago. 44 years ago. 44 years ago. So what year is that? Come on, genius. Come on, Noah. 2016 minus 44. What? Wait. 2016 minus 44. Two even numbers. And he comes up with 1973. Congratulations. Our contact number here is 410-WCBM-680. We'd like to hear from you. What have you heard about the world of hunting? Have you been out? Have you been bow hunting? I'm seeing deer all over the place that people have taken. Nice ones, too, some of them, with their bow or their crossbow after the season started September 9th, of course. And, you know, are you going out this morning? Are you headed that way? You want me to be quiet? I'm not going to be, but if, you know, you're in your car and you're not quiet anyway, so just give us a call if you're on your way hunting today or fishing. Fishing seems to be pretty good. Crabbing seems to be okay. What a busy week. What a busy week. Last Saturday was our Maryland Hunting Coalition dove hunt. We had 30 or 31 folks show up to our 50-man dove hunt, which was good. I thought it was good. We had a wonderful time. We had some stuff donated. Sean Mann, a goose call that had the Maryland Hunting Coalition engraved on it. We had a beautiful old squaw. I'm sorry, you're not allowed to say that. Long-tailed duck decoy from Robert Jobes. And what else did we have? Something else that was pretty nice. Oh, and a custom leather dog collar that was donated. So we had a little raffle right there on site. Nobody had any cash, you know, but we gave them a big long, you know, 20-some tickets or something like that, like a dollar a piece or something, and everybody bought an arm's length. And we did that. We had some fun. We had great pulled pork barbecue, baked beans and stuff from the Grillmeister up there in Chestertown, Gunner Row, and his wife Debbie was there, and, you know, that was great. And her father was there. He was all excited about the hunting event that they were doing. So we had a good time. The doves were, shall we say, scant. But everybody stuck it out. Everybody stuck it out to at least 4 or 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock. And one of the fields turned out to produce a little better than some of the other fields. There were three different fields. Everything had plenty of, everything was just right for the doves to come in. And, you know, you get a little flurry and then nothing. You get a little flurry, then nothing. Then a pair, then one, then three. You know, it was like that. But it was a very warm day. But Jacob and I went. We hunted the same field. Jacob, my grandson, he had a good time. And, you know, we got to kind of connect with some fellows that we knew. And we met some new friends. So it was a good time. We had a wonderful time. Let's talk to Jeff in Brooklyn. Good morning, Jeff. How are you?
I'm fine. And yourself?
I'm good. What's up?
I'm thinking Jimmy Carter was answering your question.
That is not correct.
Oh, it's not correct.
Not correct.
Oh, okay. Well,
Stay tuned. Somebody will come up with it.
Okay. Thank you very much.
All right, buddy. You're close, though. You're very close.
Okay.
All right, man. Thanks. Bye-bye. Who was the president in 1972? Was it that guy before Reagan? Yeah, that was Jimmy Carter. You are also incorrect. That was the guy before Reagan. You're tired. Okay. So anyway, while we were dove shooting, our advocate, Mr. Bill Miles, was in I'm talking about the Maryland Hunting Coalition now, was at Woodmont up in Western Maryland. And he was with probably 2-3 dozen lawmakers up there who were having a retreat. These are senators and delegates from both sides of the aisle. It was the caucus, the Legislative Sportsman's Caucus. They were having a little retreat and a get-together, get to know each other, talk about, you know, just kind of chill out a little bit and get to know each other a little better, get to do a little shooting, you know, a little clay bird shooting and that type of thing. And some of our friends from Washington and Frederick and Garrett County helped out with that. You know, some hunter safety instructors were there, and we're not going to name them all. But Bill received a very nice award from the Maryland Legislative Sportsman's Caucus, and it was for his generous efforts and contributions on behalf of the people of Maryland in helping preserve our rich hunting traditions and history. And it was quite an honor for Bill. It really was. And we've got his picture. We had his picture on our Facebook page. We sent out a little press release to about 1,000 folks the other day. But it was very nice. Bill had a very good chance to interact with a number of legislators that he knew, and some met some new faces and got familiar with some of those guys in the caucus. And so it looks like the Maryland Hunting Coalition has got some recognition and some affiliation with the Maryland Legislative Sportsman's Caucus. We are the only hunting group that has standing with the caucus. So that's a good thing. Let's talk to Susan in Brooklyn. Good morning, Susan. How are you?
I'm doing okay. How about you?
I'm good, thank you.
It's early in the morning.
It is.
Yeah. I would say Ford.
That is incorrect.
Oh, man.
Sorry. What's with you guys in Brooklyn today? Are you in the same room with the other guy?
Yeah.
Ah, keep guessing. Goodbye.
Okay.
Thank
all
you.
Right,
bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
There's this little device on your computer. Actually, it's a program. It's called Google. You put in that. You can do it right there. National Hunting and Fishing Day. Isn't there a computer on your desk? There you go. Oh, my God. I can't find my phone, but there's this big giant monitor and this keyboard right here beside me on the desk. Oh, my goodness. Oh, good grief. I need some coffee. I went to bed feeling real punk last night. Yesterday was tough. My sinuses were draining. I had a horrible sinus headache. But today, recovering, I guess, is a good word. There we go. Let's see. Somebody emailed me here. Ah, that is correct. Robin emailed me. Nixon started it, but the governor got it started. But she doesn't remember what governor. Let's talk to Bill, knowing Smills. Maybe he knows. Bill, good morning. How are you?
Richard Nixon was president in 1972, and 44 years minus 2016 is 1972.
Correct. That is correct.
I know how to do math.
Well, congratulations. That's congratulations.
Yeah, for whatever that's worth.
But he didn't start it on his own. Go back a little further. What happened there?
I was too young.
No, it was right around the same time. So you'll figure it out. All right, brother.
Governor,
thanks, Bill. See you later. Let's see if our other emailer says, good morning. Yep. Oh, good for you. Went to one of our seafood shops. Good for you, John B. What else do you have there, John B? Any other guesses online or from our callers? 410 WCBM 680. That's not the only question that was asked. It was Richard Nixon who brought it to light nationally, signed it into law nationally, that the last Saturday in September. Yep, Turkey Dickey. That's correct, Turkey Dickey. All right, keep it coming, folks. A little more information. I hate to drag it out of you like this, but, you know, we'll keep going. Anyway, today's celebration here in Maryland is at the Associated Gun Clubs of Baltimore. That's 11518 Marriottsville Road in Marriottsville. That's Baltimore County. Today from 10 to 4, rain or shine, archery, dog demos, fly and spin casting, live animals, local vendors, conservation groups, rifle shooting, waterfowl calling, wood duck box making, and much more. Free admission and free parking. Get there early, though, if you want to get the free parking and get close. You can come learn about the outdoor sports and the important role that hunting and fishing play in Maryland's wildlife conservation programs. Yes, you can. Maryland Department of Natural Resources is sponsoring its 10th annual Maryland celebration of National Hunting and Fishing Day on Saturday, September 24th at the Associated Gun Clubs of Baltimore. This family-oriented day offers fun and educational hands-on activities that everyone enjoys. It's a great way to introduce young people and newcomers to the outdoor sports while teaching them the important role that hunting and fishing play in Maryland's wildlife conservation programs. It already said that in the paragraph above. Many thanks to all our sponsors and participating groups and vendors, coordinated by the Maryland Department of Natural Resources, Wildlife, and Heritage Service. Let's see what Bill in Owings Mills has to say now. Go ahead, Bill. Bill? Hello? I don't know where he went. All right. All right. Here we got Captain Dawn on the email. Nixon. That's right. But how did it get started? President Nixon didn't sit down one day and say, well, I think hunters and anglers of America need a day of their own. So I'm going to just make a law. No, it didn't quite happen that way. Oh, come on. Somebody in this audience can Google for sure where it all started. Read the paragraph how it started at least. Don't make me do it. Good grief. The emails keep coming. Yeah. All right. Well, while you're doing that, we are going to tell you about our buddy up at Stauffer's Auction Company. Denny Stauffer is having his annual sportsman's auction on October 8th. And the location is 21140 Leadersburg Pike in Hagerstown. Now, Denny is looking for consignments. If you go on the website, that's StauffersAuctionCo.com, StauffersAuctionCo.com, you will see that he has, looked like 40 different firearms up there. They're going to be on auction, and it's going to be growing for the next couple of weeks. So he's looking for consignments from you. Guns, clothing, fishing gear, hunting gear, you know, tree stands and that kind of stuff to auction off. Just email Denny at StauffersAuctionCo.com or call Denny at 301-791-6896. Turn your extra stuff into cash by having it auctioned at StauffersAuctionCo.com. Denny at StauffersAuctionCo.com or 301-791-6896.
Redneck blinds are the best deer blinds on the planet. Do you need a blind for the field edge, deep in the woods, or on the marsh? Choose Redneck blinds. They're built to last. Redneck's fiberglass hunting blinds, new soft side hunting blind, and the hay bale blinds provide great visibility and shot angles for your bow, gun, and crossbow hunting. Stephen House is your Maryland Redneck blinds dealer. Check the Redneck blind website. Then call Stephen at 301-331-2500. You can see a redneck blind on display at Hafer's Gunsmithing in Hagerstown. Gun owners, hunters, and shooters, Hafer's Gunsmithing in Hagerstown, Maryland is your one-stop gun shop for sales, service, and training. Large selection of new and used guns, hafersguns.com. Large selection of ammo and reloading, hafersguns.com. Repairs, parts, or custom gunsmithing, hafersguns.com. Class 3 firearms, hafersguns.com. Check out their extensive 1,600-square-foot showroom, easy access from Interstates 81 and 70. Hafer's Gunsmithing, on the web at hafersguns.com or on Facebook at Hafer's Gunsmithing, 240-347-4906, above precision, beyond accurate. Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie spray-on bedliners. You know, Linex spray-on bedliners are rated number one and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. Your tools and your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose a Linex premium bedliner that looks great and offers UV protection or the Linex Extra with Kevlar and paint match. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your trucks. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, fender flares, and much more. These guys provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bedliner and truck gear accessories. Catonsville Linex, located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg has taken care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything. Their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employers, and advertisers of WCBM.
Yes, some folks say I'm a simple kind of man. I love the outdoors, eat my beans from a can. I like hunting, fishing, don't care what the tree huggers say. I learned more about life sitting out in the woods or on the banks of a river when the fishing's no good. And if I go home skunked, well, hell, I still had a good day. 'Cause if I can't go hunting, I'll go fishing. If I can't go fishing, I'll be wishing that I find something fun to do before I call it a day. Yeah, give me my gun, a fishing pole. You might find me down at the fishing hole. I put the line in the water, watch the bobber go floating away.
All right, watch the barber go floating away. Let's see what Camo Preacher has to say. We've got the answer.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Good morning, Alan.
Good morning, Russ. How are you?
I'm good. I'm celebrating today by serving as an RSO on field day with you know, for the National Fishing Day. And
okay.
The governor that started it was out of Pennsylvania, I believe, Schaefer, Ray Schaefer. I think he started
Williams. Yeah,
3 years earlier.
All right, let's see. Let's see if you're right on that. Raymond Schaefer, that's correct. Yes.
Now the origins actually go back to Roosevelt, but you know it didn't really somebody didn't really start to legislate it until Governor Schaefer. Well, I mean they have their opening day is like a state holiday.
Hey, I was out there on opening day in 1972 in Pennsylvania.
Hey, wow, cool.
Yeah. Actually, I have a story for after we finish this up. So,
okay, sounds great.
All right, you're correct on Governor Raymond Schaefer. Absolutely right.
Very good, sir.
All right. Thanks, Russ.
Good to talk to you.
Yes, sir. Bye-bye. Okay. Well, Robin sent the page I was looking for. And here's exactly, and it does talk about Roosevelt, but here's exactly what it says. The first to suggest an official day of thanks to sportsmen was Ira Joffe, owner of Joffe's Gun Shop in Upper Darby, Pennsylvania. In 1970, Pennsylvania Governor Raymond Schaefer adopted Joffe's idea and created Outdoor Sportsman's Day in the state. Not to be confused with the old store that I used to manage in Essex, Outdoor Sportsman. But this was Outdoor Sportsman Day in Pennsylvania. With determined prompting from the National Shooting Sports Foundation, and I know those fellas, the concept soon emerged on the floor of the U.S. Senate. In June of 1971, Senator Thomas McIntyre from New Hampshire introduced Joint Resolution 117, authorizing National Hunting and Fishing Day on the fourth Saturday of every September. Representative Bob Sykes from Florida introduced an identical measure in the House in early 1972. Congress unanimously passed both bills. So much has changed in 44 years, hasn't it? Can you imagine a unanimous vote on anything in Congress? Well, we just had one. The president vetoed it, by the way. On May 2nd, 1972, President Nixon, Richard M. Nixon, signed the first proclamation of National Hunting and Fishing Day, writing, quote, this is President Nixon, "I urge all citizens to join with our outdoor sportsmen in the wise use of our natural resources and in ensuring their proper management for the benefit of future generations." Richard M. Nixon said that. Just so you know. So thank you for everybody for playing the game, playing along. It was a lot of fun. It sure was. So we'll be down there with the Maryland Hunting Coalition booth today down at the gun range, the Associated Gun Clubs range in Marriottsville Road, along with a host of other folks, conservation organizations, others. Got some people selling stuff. I know if they have the same caterer they've had the last 2 years, food's going to be good. I mean, even our hot dogs are just fantastic. I don't know how they do it, but it's good. Good stuff. So, all right. What else are you hearing out there, folks? What's the hunting and fishing world talking about today? 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. How about we do this? How about we talk about our natural resources police officers? They're very hardworking folks. Anyway, today is National Hunting and Fishing Day. Tomorrow is the second annual Hunting Summit sponsored by the Maryland Hunting Coalition. We've invited leaders from just about every organization around Maryland. I think I sent out 80-some emails to folks around the country, around Maryland, to come to our summit in Annapolis tomorrow. Now, some of them have other things. I mean, the turkey guys have their director's meeting or whatever it might be, but we'll have folks there from most of the conservation organizations around Maryland. And, you know, these are folks who are interested in how things happen here in Maryland. The statutory, regulatory, administrative, and budgetary process that the Maryland Hunting Coalition is involved with. Okay. So they're coming to our summit. Probably 25, 30 people there, I would guess. The Maryland Bowhunter Society is going to sponsor lunch, and we greatly appreciate that. So, you know, the lunch will be served, and we'll talk with game managers. We'll talk with natural resource police representatives, and we'll talk with all these folks and say, "What's your issue of concern? What's your item of concern?" And we'll be able to tell them about Bill's visit with Secretary Belton. Last Saturday, we'll be able to tell them about some of the things we're interested in, but it's mostly a listening event by the Maryland Hunting Coalition. Last year's listening event was a precursor to the Maryland Poaching Prevention Act of 2016. Poaching Restitution Act of 2016. I'm sorry, there were two bills and they're kind of intertwined. One was 2012. Poaching Restitution Act of 2016, which did a number of things. But let's talk to Mark in Edgemere first. Good morning, Mark. How are you?
Good morning, Alan. It's Mark Plummins. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you? Hey, buddy. Long time new here. Yeah.
Yes. I got a question for you. We have a farm in Howard County.
Mm-hmm.
We just picked it up this year.
Right.
We've been seeing a lot of coyotes.
Right.
Hammers, and also, actually, two of them come running right at us, maybe got 5 yards and took off.
Right.
Will they stay in that area the whole time, or do they travel?
No, they do travel. They do travel. But if they have an established den site there, they tend to stick with that for a year or two. But they're very, very, very... and as long as they have food and cover and water there, they're going to stay. I mean, there's no reason for them to leave. But they'll just continue to propagate, and, you know, their offspring will be there. And then, you know, you're going to have them.
Okay, my next question is, I was told you could use a rifle for them in any county. Is that true?
You know, that's a good question. That's a good question. I'm not sure on that one, Mark. Hold on a minute. Let me see here. I've got the book right here. Did you look at the book?
Yes, and it was very, you know, kind of vague.
Kind of vague. All right. Let's see how I read it. I think they're under fur bears, if I remember right.
And I tried to call down to Annapolis, and the woman wasn't very helpful.
Shocking. Okay. There's a big picture of a coyote right there. Okay. Fur bear hunting and trapping. Fox restrictions. Person photo ID. Written permission. Huh. So it's a fur bear. It's a coyote. Coyotes may be hunted year-round in all counties during daylight hours with no limit. Half hour before sunrise to a half hour after sunrise. From October 15th to March 15th, coyotes may be hunted year-round in all counties, night and day. October 15th to March 15th. Now, what it doesn't say is, hold on. Yeah, you can't hunt them on Sundays.
Right.
Can't hunt them on Sundays. Hunting, chasing, firearms, grazing permitted. Possess valid for illegal to shoot a beaver. Above any charges for a door catcher. Fox hunting, need dogs. Daytime, nighttime hunting, foxes. Coyotes can be hunted at day during a specified season. At all other times of year, coyotes mainly be hunted during daylight hours. Firearms. Taking coyote, fisher, gray fox, nutria, possum, raccoon, red fox, and skunk with firearms is subject to these regulations. A shotgun may not hold more than 3 shells in the magazine and chamber combined. Rifles, including air rifles and handguns, may be used. Full metal jacketed incendiary or tracer bullets may not be used. There you go. Rifles and handguns may be used. That's pretty simple.
Well, my concern was in Rifle County.
If it's a it's a shotgun
county.
No, it says.
Okay.
Rifles may be used. Rifles, including air rifles and handguns, may be used. For full metal jacket, incendiary, or tracer bullets may not be used. So you can't take your full metal jacket AR out there, but they do make hunting rounds for that.
Right.
So in 556 and
okay.
Okay. Well, there you go. What do you think?
I'm going to try it. Can they cut the corn?
That's always a good thing. Always a good thing. I mean, you can. Here's my contention. You can use a rifle for groundhogs.
Oh, okay.
Okay. I mean, that's pretty much the only way you can kill a groundhog,
right,
in those counties. So my assessment, and I would certainly check to make sure I'm correct, but that you could use a rifle for coyotes.
Good to know.
Okay.
Definitely a little easier.
I hope so. How you been? You been good?
Good, good. I'm actually leaving for a pig hunt Wednesday, South Carolina.
So. I got you. Are you still, is your cell phone still ending 5-6?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Okay, cool. I got your number.
Okay.
Mark, hey,
well,
nice hearing from you.
To you.
Yeah, nice
thanks
hearing from
you. Thank you do down there in Annapolis.
We're hard at it, buddy. We are hard at
you
it.
You have a good day, and good luck hunting.
Thank you, buddy. See you, Mark.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Good God. I've known Mark for a long time, long time. Okay, 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. National Hunting and Fishing Day. And you got the history of it now. Let's see. Any more emails pop in here? So anyway, yeah, on the, there's some, yeah. Let's see. Yeah, John, Robin beat you by about 30 seconds. Yeah, I'm going to take her side. Of course I am. Let's see. Another email from Don. He's talking about Teddy Roosevelt, Captain Don, and he's looking for stripas today. He's out there on the bay. Good for you. Good for you, Captain Don. All right. Maryland Hunting Coalition celebrates its second anniversary on September 27th. How about that? In 2 years, we have accomplished a ton of stuff in Annapolis. The two major accomplishments are the repeal of strict liability doctrine and matching the state regulations, which were more restrictive, to the federal guidelines. And we also are proud of the passage of the Poaching Restitution Act of 2016, which is our signature bill last year in the General Assembly. That bill went into effect on June 1st. So what that did was a couple things. It defined poaching in Maryland. There was no definition for poaching. You know, you could be hunting out of season, you could be trespassing, not wearing hunter orange, shooting from the road, hunting at night. Those are the charges that used to go along with poaching, and they still can go along with poaching because they're still in the books. But poaching is a separate and distinct law, and it says to trespass on the land of another without permission and take a deer off of that person's land. That's poaching. So we've got that defined. We also have established mandatory penalties in the court system. So if you poach a deer, if you poach a sick a deer, buck or doe, in wherever the sick a deer happened to roam, excuse me, the penalty is $2,000 to $5,000 mandatory fine, and that also includes whitetail, antlered deer, bucks of under 150 inches on the Boone and Crockett scoring method. Now, that let me explain that real briefly. Every set of antlers has a score in inches. You measure the main beams, you measure the points, you measure the diameters, you measure the inside spread, and add all that stuff up. If one side's different than the other, there are some deductions, and you wind up with a gross score of, let's say, 131 5/8 inches. And then maybe there's some differences from side to side because it's based on symmetry. Let's say your net score is then 127 2/8. Everything's in an eighth of an inch. So the scoring system from Boone and Crockett is very precise. Any whitetail buck under 150 inches, okay, is a $2,000 to $5,000 fine, just like sick a deer, with 80 hours of community service. Now, white-tailed does, there was an amendment put into place, and if you poach a white-tailed doe, the penalty, mandatory penalty, is $300 to $500 with a 40 hours of community service, okay? The bigger fine is if you take a larger, mature white-tailed buck with a score, Boone and Crockett score, this is your antler measurements, of over 150 inches. Okay, that starts at $5,000 and it goes to $10,000 and it's 80 hours of community service. We're going to take a break. I'm going to put that out there. $5,000 to $10,000 for taking a mature whitetail buck with a measured score of its antlers of over 150 inches. Why is that different than one that's 149? Maybe you'll think about that and give us a call while I'm telling you about our friends at Clyde Sport Shop. Last week for the $100 rebates on some of the Browning firearms at Clyde Sport Shop, there's a $100 rebate for some, there's a $50 rebate for others, and there's a $25 rebate for others. So you can check all that out at Clyde Sport Shop. And I'll tell you, I was down there the other day, I took a look at a couple of really nice guns, and one of them was the AB3, the A-Bolt 3 Hunter. It's outstanding big game rifle, bolt action rifle. It's got a fully beautiful walnut stock, a blued barrel, just like the old days. And it comes with a installed factory installed Nikon Buckmaster 4-12x40 BDC rifle scope. And the calibers are 243, 7mm 08, 308, 270, 30-06, 7mm Remington mag, and 300 Winchester mag. Beautiful package deal from Browning, and it's very reasonably priced, very reasonably priced. And then there's the standard X-Bolt. The X-Bolt is extremely accurate. I love the Browning rifles, no question about it. I have a 300 Win mag. The extremely accurate bolt-action big game hunting perfection X-Bolt, all standard, all magnum, all short magnum calibers. It's got an adjustable feather trigger, detachable rotary magazine. You'll love it. And make sure you check out the rebates on some of the rifles and shotguns from Clyde Sport Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway, exit number 9. That phone number, 410-242-6108, 242-6108. And Billy asked me to tell you that there's a new Winchester rifle that they've been waiting over a year on. It finally came in this week, and I can't remember what it is. It's a varmint gun in 17-something, I believe. Call them up and find out. If you're a varmint hunter, you like to shoot those little 17s, call Billy up and see what it is. It's a very expensive rifle, very hard to get, and they've only got one in stock, and they've waited for a year for it. I have no clue. All right, 242-6108 is Clyde's Sport Shop.
Attention, gun owners, hunters, and shooters. Hafer's Gunsmithing in Hagerstown, Maryland is your one-stop gun shop for sales, service, and training. Large selection of new and used guns, hafersguns.com. Large selection of ammo and reloading, hafersguns.com. Repairs, parts, custom gunsmithing, hafersguns.com. Class 3 firearms, hafersguns.com. Check out their extensive 1,600-square-foot showroom. Easy access from Interstates 81 and 70. Hafer's Gunsmithing on the web at hafersguns.com or on Facebook at Hafer's Gunsmithing, 240-347-4906. Above precision, beyond accurate. And while you're at Hafer's Gunsmithing, see a redneck blind on display. Redneck blinds are the best deer blinds on the planet. Do you need a blind for the field edge, deep in the woods, or on the marsh? Choose Redneck Blinds. They're built to last. Redneck's fiberglass hunting blinds, new soft side hunting blind, and the hay bale blinds provide great visibility and shot angles for your bow, gun, and crossbow hunting. Stephen House is your Maryland Redneck Blinds dealer. Check the Redneck Blind website, then call Stephen at 301-331-2500. Hey, Alan Ellis here for Bay Linex at Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex Spray-On Bedliners. You know, Linex Spray-On Bedliners are rated number one, and they carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex Premium Bedliner that looks great and offers UV protection, or the Linex Extra with Kevlar and paint match. You know what? Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, fender flares, and much more. These guys provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck like I did, the Linex Bedliner, and truck gear accessories. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Of course, call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linex, located 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. 410-455-0800.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
The all-new and improved WCBM.com is here. Get the latest top stories, podcasts, interviews, and so much more. Stream your favorite show and hear the news that other media ignores. Stay connected and informed at the brand new WCBM.com.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
Now take down your fishing pole They meet me at the fishing hole. We may not get about all day, but don't you rush away. What a great place to rest your bones. They're mighty fine for skipping stones. You feel fresh as a lemonade sitting in the shade. Whether it's hot, whether it's cool, oh, what a spot for whistling like a fool.
All right, here we go. Chuck in Hampstead, how are you, sir?
Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm doing well. What's up?
Hey, I just heard the commercial for Hay for Guns.
Oh yeah, good folks.
I want to tell you how great they are.
Shoot.
I have an old pump shotgun that was actually my father's, and it needed repaired. Something had broken in the ejector magazine.
Okay.
Ejector part of it. I took it to them 3 years ago.
Right.
They just called me. They finally found the part. That is a great place. It keeps after it for 3 years until he finds the part.
Well, that's why I'm proud to have them as a sponsor. They took my dad's sporterized 7.7 Japanese Arisaka that I had messed with when I was a kid, and they did the Cerakote on it. Are you familiar with that?
Yeah.
It's kind of like bluing, only it's a ceramic finish. They did a spectacular job. I can't wait to shoot it. I haven't shot it yet, but I can't wait to shoot it. They left the open sights on it just like I wanted them to. I didn't have a scope or anything put on it, and they did a phenomenal job. I can't talk enough about them. And I don't know if you met Steve House at the Coalition event last March, but Steve donated one of those soft side blinds that we're talking about to the Maryland Hunting Coalition. And our friendly taxidermist Don Travis won it, and he was happy to have it. He was going to put it out on his farm in Iowa, so he called up Steve, and Steve said, "Yeah, I expect him in a week or so." And Donnie says, "Well, I'll tell you what, I'll come up, and we'll do the deal." And when Donnie got there, he upgraded to a hard stand to haul out to Iowa to hunt, or Illinois is where he hunts. So. You know, we've got satisfied people all over the state here, you know, with,
I thought you'd appreciate that.
I do appreciate that. 3 years later and they still got you on the list.
Right. Right.
That's pretty amazing. That's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Well, when you go up there, you mentioned the Outdoors and Radio Show, mentioned, you know, that, we're friends and, you know, they'll probably say, that's good to know.
Yeah, what's the old phrase? That
sense
will give me a cup of coffee.
Yeah, not anymore. You better have $1.75 if you want a cup of coffee, buddy.
I just wanted to let you know that this morning. I'll see you in a little while.
I'll see you this afternoon or this morning. Yep. All right, buddy. Thanks, Chuck.
Talk to you later.
See you, man. Bye bye. How about that service, folks? I'm telling you, they're good folks up there. Both Hafers and Steve House at Redneck Blinds. That's kind of why the commercials melded together. The Redneck Blinds are on the site up there. Steve lives not that far away from Hafers, and good folks. All right, let's see. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. We got a couple minutes left in this hour. We'd love to hear from you. What was the question I left you with? I can't even remember myself now. What was it? Oh, why is the penalty more for deer with larger antlers? If you're not a hunter, you might ask that question, okay? You might ask that question. I'd be glad to answer that. So if somebody asks, I'll answer. But I'm just not going to volunteer it because I'm trying to elicit a phone call. Blatant. You're asking? Yes, you are correct on that. But you'll have to listen on the way home if nobody calls and asks now. But maybe everybody knows. So that could be. Maybe all the hunters out there have actually sat down, gone on the General Assembly site. They've got a copy of the bill. They printed it out. They read it. They studied it. They found out what was good about it for them, and they understand the whole deal. Or maybe they went on the Maryland Hunting Coalition website and read how a bill is passed in Maryland. You talk about some reading. That will make your eyes bleed, the whole process. That's why you need somebody to guide your change in the law, that which is what a bill is to change the law, to guide that through the process. And that's what the Maryland Hunting Coalition does at the hands of our expert advocate, Mr. Miles. So 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. If you have a question, we've got time for one or two more questions, maybe, or one or two more comments. Feel free to comment on National Hunting and Fishing Day. Doesn't it do you proud? Doesn't it do you proud as a hunter and an angler with the grief that we get from the other side of the equation, the animal activists and the people who want to stop us from fishing and hunting? Doesn't it do you proud that we still have a day that needs supported and celebrated? It does me, but that's me. That's a guy that does this every day. That's the guy that talks about hunting and crabbing and fishing and whatever every single day of his life, because that's how I make my living. And on this show, that's what we want to talk about. I don't want to talk about all that other frou-frou stuff and who said what and who shot at who and who's, that type of thing. Let's talk about you and I. Let's talk about it right here, down to earth, Alan and y'all, fishing, hunting, firearms, game management, whatever you want to talk about. That contact 410-922-6680. Hey, we did establish a date for the third annual Hunting Legacy Dinner and Benefit. That's coming up March 25th, 2017. I don't think it's on the website just yet, but it will be this weekend. So if you have an opportunity this weekend, click on the Maryland Hunting Coalition website. You'll see the Legacy Dinner and Benefit. We had an opportunity. I'm just going to toss this out there. An opportunity to purchase from a collector several firearms, and we have to purchase them. Now, when I say a collector, these are modern firearms. These aren't antiques. This is stuff that everybody uses, and this is good quality, pre-owned, and we'll tell you that, but in superb shape. The way this guy keeps his stuff is just spectacular. Some new in the box, some never been fired. We have that opportunity to purchase those at a reasonable price from a collector. However, that's another opportunity for someone out there in our listening audience to help the coalition. And what I mean by that is you can help underwrite that. Okay, there's an underwriting button on the page with the coalition dinner and auction. It's on the store. It's on the online store right now, where you can underwrite whatever you want to underwrite. And if you want your company name, attached to a particular firearm that you purchased at and donated it to the coalition, well, I'll just ask you to reach out personally to me on the coalition website or on my personal email, either one. Here's the two email addresses, Ellis, E-L-L-I-S, at ellisoutdoors.com. Ellis at ellisoutdoors.com or info at mdhuntingcoalition.org. Info at mdhuntingcoalition.org. If you'd like to help us purchase these firearms to auction off or raffle off at our benefit, any amount is welcome. If you like your company name on there, we'll talk about that. But there's a couple of slug guns. There's a couple of high-powered rifles. There's a couple of rifle scopes. There's that type of stuff. No archery equipment at all. Well, actually, there is a bow. There's a beautiful bear bow. So, the underwriting part is great. And, we'll write the check. We'll take responsibility. But if you'd like to help us on that, you're certainly welcome to do so. And that's you can call us here at the radio show and leave your number, 410 410-WCBM 680, 922-6680, if you'd like. I just throw it out there. I'm not asking anybody to, you know, just letting you know it's available if you like what the coalition is doing. All right. Well, it looks like nobody's going to take my challenge. Maybe we'll throw it out there the next hour. You're leaving me, all right, Noah? Of course, the next hour we're going to throw that same challenge out there about the Poaching Restitution Act. Why is the penalty for poaching a deer that's under 150 Boone and Crockett inches $2,000 to $5,000 and over 150 inches $5,000 to $10,000? What's the difference there? Why the increased penalty for the larger antlers that score more? Okay, the more mature deer. All right, that's the question. We'll throw that out in the next hour. So we appreciate everybody's call today, and I'll take a word to just thank our sponsors at this point. You know, if it weren't for those sponsors, if it weren't for, you know, W&W Tire and Auto Service, and if it wasn't for, we already mentioned Hafers and Redneck Blinds, if it wasn't for Battery Warehouse, if it wasn't for the Linex dealers, you know, Catonsville and Glen Burnie, this show would be hard-pressed to be on the air. And we don't leave anybody out either. Stauffer's Auction, Clyde Sport Shops there every week for us. And we appreciate all of our sponsors. And guess what? I personally do business with all of these guys. I really do. You know? So that's why we're proud to recommend them. We're proud. We hope you listen to the commercials. It's not just a break to grab a coffee. It's out there to introduce you to the folks that I find that are helpful to outdoorsmen in our world. All right. There's the music. I didn't think I could talk that long. I wish I wouldn't have had to. We'll be back after the news. Get out, stay out, stay safe, protect yourself.